I know, freaking awesome. Woo! Okay, well, welcome to another episode, another weekly chat with you, Tom. We have Inspired by Jimmy L teaming up with Straight from the Heart as usual every single week. Originally live at 5, and now we're going to say pre-recorded and released at 5. you, Tom, has a really amazing topic for us today. So before we get off into that, Mr. you, Tom.
Love and blessings, my beautiful people, my beautiful souls. Welcome again, and Straight from the Heart, Inspired by Jimmy. And we're coming to you today about setting your goals and having emotions attached to it. So what does that mean? So this is take two, by the way.
I know it is.
I think it wasn't in alignment the way we done it the first time. So setting your goals with emotion, let's break it down. So a college student wanting to earn 50K a year, for example, so that he or she will make their parents proud. That is an emotional attachment.
It is.
Because making your parents proud. Mm-hmm. And most likely, 9 out of 10 times, that person will achieve that goal. Yeah. Or if you have a set a goal for, just for example, let's talk about monetary term. Oh, I want to be earning 50K a year. Without any emotions attached to it, I pretty guarantee you're not going to earn that 50K.
Yeah.
But if you had, with that goal, you had that emotion attached to it, that if I had 50K, this is how my life will be. This is what it will enable me to do. This is how I can change the world with that extra amount of money. Because remember, when we want extra money, it's not just about us. It's about what we're going to do for the world.
Yeah.
How
The intention.
Yeah. Like one of my affirmations that I do, one of my praying affirmations that I do, it tells you that so that I can do good for myself and the world. And that's why we need those emotional attachment. Think about it another way. When you're emotionally attached to that chip that you want or that man you want, how hard are you going to fight to get that person? Mm-hmm. As to, I just want to sleep with that person. You'll be thinking, there's always another one that I can go for. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. It's absolutely the same thing.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'll throw it back at you.
Really? Did you really have to go there? Well, I know. I'll take it to a personal level for me. Being on a job where you know that things are not necessarily 100% moral and sound, if your energy, if your mindset is consistently focusing on that, even though it may not be an active goal, but if your energy and your emotions are focused on that negativity, oh my gosh. I'm living proof. I promise you I am. And I'm learning it every single day that the more that my emotions are focused on a particular subject, the more that that particular subject is going to repeat itself. And not just repeat itself, but it's going to get bolder. And so it's definitely a work in progress. But back to you and the goal setting itself. And that's another thing, another aspect that I'm learning as well, is when I started to set my goals and I started to say, this is what I wanted to do. We actually put it on there in the first recording, but having those aspirations or those goals posted throughout, like right now, I literally have them posted on my bathroom mirror. They were originally posted in the car. I have them on notes on my cell phone, but if I don't have the emotions attached to them, then realistically, they're just words on a piece of paper. And so and what I'm having to learn, and I think we talked about that the last couple of weeks, but I've started to put a face to, you know, prosperity, to wealth. I've started to be able to call these things out by name so that it's drawing out those emotions of mine. Me being able to put a face with them, me being able to talk to them, just as real as I'm talking to you now, I can talk to them. And I actually shared with a friend of mine, Levi, a couple of days ago. But once I started to do that, all of a sudden, like, checks started to come. And I'm not trying to say this is about a get-rich-quick thing, but, like, checks that of things that I did months ago, years ago. I'm starting to get residuals for them now. We also talked about Kinsey and me being in the right place at the right time and being able to open myself up to receive that gift and knowing that, you know, that it was something that I had to open up and put emotions toward to allow the universe to kind of flow and do its own thing. And so it's a learning process for me, as always. It's a learning process for me, but I'm definitely living proof. You tell me, I'm living proof of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, the emotion is attached. What happens is, when it comes to you working towards that goal, and you're stuck, and you're at a roadblock, and if you haven't got that emotion attached to it, you can quit just like that.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, yeah, you will find a way out of no way. But having that emotion so deep embedded into you that it becomes like a matter of life and death in a way, you will find that solution. You will find a way around to get to where you need to get. And that's why it is so, so important and it's paramount that you are emotionally attached to your goals, to your dreams, to your aspirations, to whatever you want to do. Yeah. Again, if you want the chick or the guy, it's the same thing. If you want whatever it is, whether it's material, whether it's spiritual, whatever it is, you need to have that attachment.
Yeah, have some emotions.
It would not have that importance for you. It would just be like you switching the TV on in the morning, like certain people do, or getting up, having breakfast, or it would just become your daily things. It's just picking up and reading. It's like you reading the subway map.
But, you know, that also, that goes back to your intentions. And so, which something we actually hinted on as well before the other call, but if we are living in our parents' shadow, or if we're going by what the media is saying is success and is happiness, then it's really hard to put emotions or tie our emotions to this goal, because that goal may not necessarily be for us. You know what I mean? And so if your intentions, you have to get those lined up with what you truthfully want, so that once your emotions start to flow there or go toward it, you'd be set. Like, oh my gosh. Like, you would be set. Like, I don't know. I know we can make life so hard and so difficult. And so I'm learning every day to just kind of let it do. You know, like, just listen to me. Listen to my internal beings and let that flow just kind of happen.
Here's how to emotionally attach yourself to your goals. Don't set your goals because you've seen what the media has said is going to make your life better. Don't do it because of what Billboard is saying, that if you get this latest juicer, it's going to make your life better. It's not. No. Okay? So you need to get yourself within yourself.
I like that.
Introspect.
Yourself within yourself.
So introspection. So what you need to do, get yourself in the vibe. Get yourself like you're ready to go out with your dream date. Get yourself all niced up. And then sit down and get the pen and paper out. And then write from the heart, straight from the heart, not from here, but from the heart, what you want. Write those goals down. And then out of those 10 goals, go back to which one is more important to you. Which one makes your heart thump when you think about it. Then go for that goal and stick to that goal. And that goal will come, will eventually come. It could take you a week. It could take you 10 years.
It's true too.
I always talk about the Kentucky, the Colonel. I always talk about him because I really love this dude's story. Look how many years
the guy
across America trying to sell his, not even his recipe, his pressure cooker.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then how old was he? He passes 60.
I was going to say, yeah, he was over 60.
I think he was about 70 or something like that. Somebody actually believed in his stuff.
Yeah.
And look at the dude now, he's worldwide. I've been to places like Mauritius, which is on the other side of the world, on the coast of Africa, and they've got drive-thrus. I've been to Malaysia, Philippines, where I've had rice in my Kentucky in there. But serve you rice and burrito. But if the colonel decided that my goal didn't mean that much to me, he would have given up within a year.
Yeah.
Of traveling the whole, and for the guy, the US is a massive, massive country, you know?
It's a massive, like the market, like for the restaurant industry in itself.
Wow.
Like, that was a major risk, you know, and it was obviously something that he was emotionally tied to. It was something he obviously believed in. So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So, put your emotion, get emotional. It's all about tapping into that emotional intelligence as well. I always talk about my emotional intelligence because we always work on the intellect. We always work how to make ourselves read faster, read more books. But we don't work on the emotional intelligence, which is also part of the holistic approach.
It's a muscle that has to be worked on.
In the winter, I don't feel hot at all. But I think because I've got the bout of the flu, I keep getting my temperatures up and down. So, that's... The reason I brought this up as well, it was my daily quote this morning.
Yeah, so.
Up this morning, and I was thinking, do you know what? It's a good idea to maybe speak about it because there's certain people that might just lose faith in goal setting because they're not setting it the right way.
Mm.
And I'll bring back that faith for you guys, because it does work.
And it does.
We're living proof of it. It's just that a lot of people have heard about setting goals, but they haven't heard on how to effectively set that goal.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, that's the best way, is the emotional. So I'm going to go back to this little story that I tried to tell earlier.
Okay. Oh, yes. Censorship.
This coach friend of mine was telling me a few years back that how the goals will be pointless if you're not emotionally attached. So he used an example of a client that he worked with. So this client was overweight, and he tried so many times to lose the weight and trim up and so on, and he never succeeded. But then he got into a relationship with a pretty young lady. So the relationship started moving and moving on. And it got to the point where she said, I will never go down on you because you're too fat, your belly and so on. So this guy was so determined to get to the goal of losing weight because he emotionally attached it to him having that act being done on him, trying to be very big.
Yeah? I don't know why. Come on. You already put your censorship out there.
Have a minor watching this, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason. I'm very mindful of that. Otherwise, I'll just use. Otherwise, we need to. It's X-rated. Otherwise, yeah. We're gonna tweet. Dude lost the weight. Was going gym. All of a sudden, juicing and so on, and he lost the weight in order for him to get a blowjob.
Well,
simple as that.
Simple as that.
You need to get yourself, not you, but my viewers, our viewers, you need to get yourself emotionally attached so you can get your blowjob.
Yeah.
You can get your blowjob and in turn, orgasm.
Oh, it's my gosh.
Orgasmic life. That will happen to you with the emotional.
I was not expecting that.
So you told me to lose.
I know, but I was not expecting that part. Like... Oh my gosh, I was not expecting it. But I 100% agree. I agree.
And this is why I love it, because when you're open, you're awakened, a lot of times what I just said, I didn't think about it. It just came through me to speak about it because I'm not shut off.
You know what? And I didn't even think about it the first time you said on the last one that got cut off. But that wasn't the reason why I lost weight. But I lost weight to go into a clothing store. because that particular clothing store, their size only went up to, I think, a 36, 34. They only went up to a size 34. And I was just like, I've got, you know, it was an emotional connection. And I wanted, because everything else that I had tried, I would, you know, try different things because I was still in school. And so my mom and I, we would do things. And it was really more so of me just kind of motivating her to, just so she would have a partner. But yeah, like I did not think about that until now. But I lost weight to get into a clothing store. And honestly, and since then, it's just, it's been a consistent maintain because I want to stay where I want to be. But it's definitely an emotional connection.
And that small, well, we'll say small, but it's really massive attachment, that emotional attachment.
Yeah.
Is that serving you now, even? Because what you've achieved from that goal, you've never gone back to that weight.
Yeah, this is true.
And in turn, you've got a healthier lifestyle.
I was going to say, much healthier.
Your organs are healthier. Mm-hmm. You're eating healthier.
This is true. And
many things have come out of that. But if you didn't have that emotional attachment, I'll probably think that Jimmy will still be.
Would have been the same.
Eating whatever he's doing. Because this is why, as we're in January, all this January New Year's resolutions.
I was wondering if he was going to mention New Year's resolutions.
Because we have to mention it, it's being thrown about. It's really dislike. Yeah. Is that the new year, the new me? No, it's the new year, the same old you. It's the same thing here. But that's why most people don't succeed at the gym. Because they go in there just purely to lose weight. If the same thing, I'm going to put the goal of losing weight, for example. Let's put that goal down and emotionally attach it to, I'm going to have a healthier lung. I'm going to have healthier heart. I'm going to live longer so that my children, my grandchildren, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my loved ones to enjoy me.
Yes.
For me to be giving more love to the world, for me to make a difference to this world, rather than to the superficial of me looking good on the beach with a beach body. That's not strong enough.
That's not, and it's not. It's not.
Absolutely not strong. Yeah. But when you have all these other things, your body itself will align everything for you because the whole body will be happy for you because not for you, for themselves.
But for you, yeah.
Oh, yes, we're going to be healthy for once. Yeah. Yes, we're going to be good for once. And yeah. That's where we're going on this.
Yeah, I'm emotional. I mean, I know we're getting down to the last few minutes shortly, but like emotional connections are freaking amazing when it comes down to goal settings. And so it's a continued journey and there is not a one size fit all for any one particular person, but your level of emotion definitely has a major, major reflection on how far you're able to actually go when you have your goals. You know, like, so, and just to give a really, really quick example of that, but if your goal is surrounded around being an entrepreneurship and to be your own boss, you could truthfully have a negative emotion about who your current boss is, and you can allow that to fuel you. If you have a deeper why to find out what your passion is, to find out what you are designed to be on this journey of yours, and you put your goal toward that and you put your emotions toward that, like I'm learning that all different types of doors will literally open up for you in numerous of ways that you would have never, ever seen otherwise. So I know my final thoughts, my final words is the same as they always have been, and that is success and happiness drastically different for every single individual. And so whatever that goal is for you, I definitely implore you to put your energy and your emotions toward finding out what happiness and success is for you as an individual so that your goal can then replicate what that means. And then your emotions will allow you to kind of go from there and take you on to new heights, as they say. Oh, yeah.
I love everything that you've said there. So what this is quickly is using the emotional side of it. So I always talk metaphorically. Mm-hmm. So put it this way, you're standing there and you've got a loved one there who you're emotionally attached with, and you've got a complete stranger right there.
Okay.
And all of a sudden something kicks off. Who would you go for and help? Will be that person. So you being that goal, mm-hmm. that attachment, think of it that way.
That's actually pretty clever.
Yeah, so think of it that way, and that's how it's going to be with your goals. So it's going to be completely like a stranger, or it's going to be like a loved one that you're emotionally attached with. The choice is yours, and only you can make that choice. And on that note, I'm going to end this show. I'm straight from the heart, Itau Almaraz, and on the other side of the pond is my brother Jimmy L, inspired by L. Live well with another, because if we don't, what's the point? And if any of this message has resonated with you, please share.
Yeah.
Or you don't even have to share it publicly. Send it privately, as it can change your life.
It can
change somebody's pathway. It can change somebody's wealth. It can change somebody's love. It can change somebody's weight. It can change somebody's lifestyle.
Yeah.
So please do. And we love you.
Yes.
And that's it. Blessings.
Blessings. See you guys next week, same time.
We recorded.
I know, right? To be continued.